Pirik Samech Aleph 61, Sefer Yeshaya. This Pirik describes the future Geulah, the role of the Jewish people in the future Geulah. And when we speak about the future Geulah, we mean to say the one that we're still anticipating in its fullest manifestation today. Pasuk Aleph. Ruach Adonai Elohim Alai. Yad Mashiach Adonai Yuti Levaser Anavim. Shalachani Lachalosh Berilev. Likulod Shurim Deror. Laasurim Pekach Kowach. Yishayahu here describes his task. He's been speaking about the Geulah really since Perek 40, Perek Mem. And he's explaining why he's been constantly talking about the Geulah. And that is the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God, is upon him. And the Ruach compels him to speak about the Nebu'ah. This Ruach, this divine spirit is upon him. And Hashem appointed him, Yan Mashach Hashem Oti, he anointed him, he appointed him as the one who's going to be Mevaser Anavim, who's going to give forth the news, the message to the humble people. She's the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent L'chavosh L'nishberi Lev, to heal broken hearts, L'kol L'shuyim Deror, to call freedom to the people in captivity, L'asurim, to begin the same idea, Shuyim, somebody in jail, B'kach Koach, to release them from their chains, to open up their bonds. The idea being, this is why Yeshayahu is going to speak about the Geulah constantly. It's his role to give hope to the people in the Galut throughout the generations. And like we've explained, he's giving hope to the people in the time of Hasan Hariv. He's giving hope to the people in the time of Galut Bavel. He's giving hope to us today, even though we're way, way after his time. But Yeshayahu's role was to testify about the Geulah in order to get the people strong, to keep the people faithful, that they shouldn't lose hope of the Geulah, of the ultimate redemption. Pasuk Bet. Yikol shenat nason Adonai v'yon nakam l'Eloheinu l'nachem kol avilim. To call about the idea of a year of Ratzon, a year of appeasement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what he wants to do, as opposed to now in the Shenot HaGalut, which it's years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the Jewish people. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat the people with his will and guide them and redeem them. V'yom nakam l'Eloheinu, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us, the Radak wants to say Yom Gog Magog, when the God is going to take revenge on the people who have troubled us, L'nachem Kol Avilim, and the ultimate idea to heal, to comfort all the mourners, the people who are mourning about Yerushalayim, the people who are mourning about their Galut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and comfort them by taking them out of the Galut. And what he's going to do, Pasuk Gimel, Nasum La'avilei Siyon, Avilei Siyon, Latet Lahem Pe'er Tachat Evel, Hashem Tzatzon Tachat Evel, Latet Tehillah Tachat Ruach Keha, Nekora Lahem Alei Hasedek, Mata Adonai Lehitba'er. What he's going to do, he's going to place for the mourners of Siyon, the mourners of Yerushalayim, and he's going to give them glory instead of ashes of mourning. He's going to give them Shem and Sason, glorious, happy oil, anointing oil, anointing oil from happiness, taha evil, and instead of mourning, ma'ate tehillah, to wrap themselves in praise, taha ruach keha, instead of a short breath, having short breath constantly, or heavy breath, constantly being depressed in the galut. V'kora lehem alei hasedek, matad v'nai lehitba'er, and they're going to be called Elisedek, the trees of righteousness. Mata Hashem, the plant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to glory, give glory forth to Hashem. They're going to be Hashem's desired people, and it's going to be recognizable. Ubanu Chorvot Olam, Shomemot Roshonim Mikomemu, V'Hidishu Ari Chorev, Shomemot Dolar Ador. They're going to come and they're going to fix all the everything that's broken, all the ruins, the things that have been standing desolate from times of old. They're going to re-establish things that have been desolate from the times of old. They're going to rebuild destroyed cities. Things that were destroyed for generations and generations, desolate for generations. Ve'amedu and Pasukei, so the Jewish people, so what we're saying here, we're coming out of the Avilut and we're rebuilding. And then the next Pasuk, Pasukei, Ve'amedu Zarim, Ve'ra'u Sonechem, Ve'uvnenechari Karechem, Koronamechem. And this Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, brought down as a source of a mahloket between Bishmael and Bishimon Bar Yochai, what's going to be the ultimate role of the Jewish people. And here it clearly says, V'ra'u zarim gusonechem, zarim are going to come up, foreign people, not the Jewish people. They're going to be the, like Kohanim, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and dealing with the spiritual matters. And they're going to have foreign people, the Goyim, who are going to come and watch over the sheep for them, just like the idea of having Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. He gets the Terumah, and he's not working, and the people work for him, while he deals with the spiritual matters for the sake of the whole. No, to the Jewish people will all be Kohanim in that regards to the rest of the world. And you're going to have foreigners being your farmers, dealing with your crops, and dealing with your vineyards. Like we said, you're going to be the Kohanim, certain service of Hashem. You're going to eat the wealth of Goyim, because again, the Goyim have to pay tribute to the Jewish people. And you're going to become glorified or pride or elevated through their own kavod. So that could be talking about Gog and Magog, that could be talking about this in general, the Goyim paying them tribute, either way. Zug Zayin, Tahat Bushdechem Mishne, Uchlima Yeron Halkam, Lachen Baratzam, Mishne Yirashu, Sahat Olam Tiyelahem. Instead of the embarrassment that you used to have in amongst the Goyim, now you're going to have Mishne. A double pride, whatever the embarrassment was, is now going to be double. Instead of kilima, which is the same idea, similar to embarrassment, yaronu halkam, you're going to be happy with your portion, with your lot, as opposed to beforehand, when the Jewish people are not satisfied. It's embarrassing almost to be a Jew. Now, in the future, it's going to be a very happy thing. Achen ba'atzam mishnei yirashu, and hence, the Jewish people, they're going to get in their own country, they're going to have double of what they need. They're not going to need to leave their country. They're not going to need to focus on other things. They're going to be provided for. Simchat Olam Tiyelahim. They're going to have it permanently. They're always going to be provided for. Ki Ani Adonai Hem Mishpat Sonegelu Be'ola Natati Pulatem Be'emet Ubrit Olam Acholahem. This pasuk generally is used to say that the idea of Banman, the Gemara, to address the idea of Mitzvah Ba'ab Avira, that Hashem hates Gezel Be'olah, he hates a Korban Olah that's stolen. But here, obviously, that would be taken out of context. He's not, Yishayahu is not decrying the worship of the people. That's Ve'hevetim Gezul Ve'etapiseyah, we're going to see in Tre'azad. Rather, here the idea being Hashem loves justice. Why is Hashem going to redeem you and going to do everything He's going to do? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, He just hates something false. Even when you're serving God, He hates Gezel. So he hates stealing, something being stolen for the service of God. So hence he's going to make sure everybody gets their right due. So too, Hashem is going to pay back Natatip Olatem Be'emet. He's going to pay back the service of the Jewish people that they were loyal to him. And you're all going to see that they're going to have an eternal berit with me, that I'm going to constantly be demonstrating that I'm their God, as opposed to during the time of the Galut, that it wasn't constantly demonstrated. Everybody's going to recognize amongst the Goyim that the Jewish people are unique people, because they're going to be blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's now going to be evident that God is going to take care of them. Pasuk Yud Aleph starts a little bit of a different inyan. Now it's Yerushalayim speaking, and it says, "Sosa sisba dunaya tegel nashib beluhai kil b'shani b'gdei yesha m'yel sedaqal ya'atani ha'hadani chahim behel v'chakala ta'adei chiliha kikha arz yasisim ha'ach ganazim et esmiyach kenu noy elohim esmiyach sedaqah v'tila nirat kol ha'goyim." Because the idea that Yerushalayim is saying, I'm going to rejoice in God, who wasn't able to, he wasn't present in the past, now he's going to be present. Tagil Nashi Beluhai, again, similar idea, so says Sisba Hashim, Radak says, Mudat Adim, Mudat Arahamim, Hil Bashani Bigdi Yesha, Mudil Mi'il Sadaqaya Atani, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dressed me in clothing of salvation and the cloak of Sadaqah. So the two ideas, Yeshua'an Sadaqah, that we saw before, Kehatani Chahin Pe'ed, just like a bride and a groom who look glorious, and the bride wearing her jewelry, the hatan looking with splendor, looks like a kohen, looks like an important person ahead of the people. So too the hatan looks like an important person at his wedding. And then so too, so since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us, me restored my glory, and so just like the earth gives forth its kichah, so see simcha, the earth gives forth and sprouts its salvation. Ugana geru ayat esmiach, and a garden gives forth its seeds and allows them to sprout. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sprout tzedakah tidna, nechad kol ha'goyim, tzedakah, justice and taking care of the Jewish people, and tehillah, giving them praise amongst all the goyim. They're all going to recognize the greatness of the Jewish people. So it's an interesting parak in the sense that it kind of talks about the role of the Jewish people in the Geulah. They're going to have a very central role, a very glorified role in the eventual Geulah, and hopefully we'll see this idea come to fruition in our times. Amen.